This is the State of Things broadcasting from Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stachow. Students return for the fall semester at UNC Chapel Hill today, and top of mind for many is the one-year anniversary of students tearing down the Confederate Silent Sam statue. What started as a protest rally last fall ended with an empty pedestal and campus officials carting away the monument. In mid-January, the pedestal was removed completely as a final act before Chancellor Carol Folt resigned. While students plan to celebrate the one-year anniversary at a rally tonight, the debate rages on. What will become of Silent Sam? Joining us to talk about tonight's rally and update us on the Confederate monument debate is WUNC Daily News producer Will Michaels. Hello, Will. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Frank.
First, talk about the rally being planned for tonight. What do we know?
This is being billed as an anniversary party, so I think from what I've heard, this is going to be part celebration and part demonstration. This is the first day of class for undergraduates at UNC, so I think for students who were there last year, they're organizing this celebration tonight. They're hoping that it's going to be an educational experience for new students who are coming on campus today.
Any thoughts about or the possibility of a counter-protest or counter-demonstration?
Not that we've heard of so far, but that is good to mention because there have been protests involving neo-Confederate groups and counter-protesters throughout the summer, some of which have turned violent. We are keeping our eyes out for that, but we haven't heard of anything so far.
All right. And, of course, the Silent Sam was in the headlines, but now it's down, kind of a grassy knoll. I mean, are students even talking about it? What's the feeling on campus that it's gone? Is it really top of mind?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because in 2017, 2018, you know, a lot of the conversation about race in America and especially at UNC was centered around this Confederate monument. You had the deadly demonstration of white supremacists in Charlottesville in 2017 that was followed by a monument being toppled in Durham in 2018, then followed by another one in Chapel Hill. So it kind of shifted from there to this year being a lot centered on political rhetoric and immigration when it comes to race in America. And now it seems to be centered again on Confederate monuments. Just in the last few days, we've had some developments on Confederate monuments. In Chatham County, for instance, commissioners sort of unexpectedly voted last night to remove the statue that sits out in front of Pittsboro's historic courthouse. So in places like Chatham County and in Chapel Hill, even a year after Silent Sam toppling, these issues are still in front of mind because it really was emblematic of this larger issue of race at the university.
Yeah, Winston-Salem as well in the city decided to change the name of a fair there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was last night as well. The city council in Winston-Salem decided that they were going to change the name of the Dixie Classic Fair. Again, because a lot of residents came to the city council and said this word Dixie really invoked images of the Civil War, slavery, and white supremacy.
All right. So now getting back to the campus, UNC Chapel Hill, again, a rally tonight in celebration of the one-year anniversary of the toppling of Silent Sam. And you spoke with one student, Lindsay Ayling, who's a UNC graduate student who actually took part in that protest last year. And here's what she says about the place where Silent Sam once stood.
You wouldn't even know where it was unless you walk up close and you can see the small patch where the grass is cut short and the statue used to be. Sometimes walking by, I even forget where it used to be, which is great. I hope that one day the statue will recede from memory, and what people will remember is the community that students were able to build that took it down.
That's a clip of graduate student Lindsay Ayling, who was there when Silent Sam was pulled down by protesters last year. Today, the one-year anniversary of its toppling, talking to Will Michaels, WUNC reporter. Another name, of course, synonymous with that fight to bring Silent Sam down is Maya Little, PhD student arrested for defacing the statue with a mix of blood and paint, her blood. Will, you spoke to Maya, and she said she still really doesn't feel safe on campus, right?
That's right. One of the major things that kept coming up when I was doing these interviews was this idea that students and actually some faculty either feel this sense of unease that ranges from not feeling welcome on campus all the way up to not feeling safe on campus. What Maya Little told me, first of all, she's been trespassed from McCorkle Place, where Silent Sam once was. It is one of the major entry points to campus, and what she told me was that with campus police continuing to trespass her from there, they're sort of relegating her to other ways to get on campus, some that are not quite as lit as well. And she also, I mean, McCorkle Place is the same place where there is a monument to slaves who built the university. That monument was defaced earlier this year with racist graffiti that was directed toward Maya Little in the form of a death threat. So she still doesn't feel safe on campus at large, but she is not even allowed to go into that space.
And there's still questions about the tactic itself, whether or not it should have come down that way, and whether or not that was the right way to approach this whole question. Maya Little explained her opposition to the statue and rooted it in past civil rights activism.
To me, Silent Sam and the Confederate monuments became emblematic of the irrationality of protecting white supremacy and defending it. And you can find those targets everywhere. I mean, people who I like to think of as heroes are the Greensboro sit-in activists. And it's not like during that time people looked at them and said, you know, you're picking a strategic target. They said, you know, like, black people are facing all kinds of issues. Why not go to the voting booth? Why not go to all these different places? They said, well, think about what it's like to know that you can cook food for a white person, you can take care of their child, you can work for them, you can, you know, clean their toilets, but you can't sit and eat next to them. And that becomes indefensible.
That's a clip of UNC graduate student and activist Maya Little talking with WUNC reporter Will Michaels. And Will, you know, some of the damage has been done. It sounds like there may have been some high-profile resignations from UNC as a result of all of this. Talk about those.
Yeah, Silent Sam's toppling really set off this chain of events, one of which was the resignation of UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. And as you mentioned, at the same time, that same day that she announced her resignation, said that she was ordering the rest of the statue to come down. UNC System President Margaret Stellings also resigned earlier this year. And, you know, the UNC system has not tied that to the toppling of Silent Sam, but it did come in quick succession. So it really is tied into this story of Silent Sam over the last year.
And UNC history professor William Sturkey believes that the school lost some good people in the Silent Sam debate at lower levels along not just administration. And here's how he explains that in this clip. Let's listen.
We lost a lot of people of color this past year. And I think one of the broader issues, even outside of the historical memory piece, is that sometimes institutions like UNC see diversity as being a black face or some sort of brown face or whatever on a banner or on a website without actually tapping into the intellectual benefits of diversity. So that means having a person in the administration, right, who doesn't have sort of a white heteronormative viewpoint, who might come from a different background.
Now that's a clip of UNC Professor William Sturkey. UNC's interim chancellor talked about those rumors and the feeling that black professors were leaving because of Silent Sam, and here's what he says.
This year, our numbers were not much different than last year and the year before, but I have had some conversations, exit interviews, if you will, with a few faculty who have left, a few of those being faculty of color, and I wanted to know why they're leaving, and I wanted to be sure that we could better understand how you know, we could have done better, and in some cases it had nothing to do with the monument, nothing to do with not feeling welcomed or that they belonged here. It had to do with just a better opportunity for them elsewhere. But when I hear that, you know, if I hear that they've not been, they don't feel safe here, we've got to address it, and that's what we're working on. We're committed to it.
All right, that's UNC Interim Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz. So, Will, give us the status of the statue and the pedestal now. What's happening?
The statue itself is still in an undisclosed location. The UNC Board of Governors has taken over the process of what to do with the statue. They've put off that decision for a long time. Initially, they left up the University Board of Trustees to come up with a plan for Silent Sam. The Board of Trustees came up with a $5 million facility that would have housed Silent Sam on campus. That didn't seem to satisfy anyone in this debate. The UNC Board of Governors said in December that they would take it over and figure out what to do with Silent Sam. They've put together a committee within the UNC Board of Governors to make that decision, but there isn't any indication on when that's coming. They are meeting again next month, but it's not on the agenda, and we're still trying to figure out exactly when this will actually come to a head.
Will Michael, WNC's Daily News producer. Thanks so much, Will. Just ahead, three black men sentenced to death for a rape they did not commit. The story of the Tarboro Three, next on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. But first, the music of Greensboro-based singer and songwriter David Ray Cecil.
Hotter than a maze that you're in, looking for the end, but you don't know where to go. Seems like it's the same way everywhere. Always see the faces that you